All right, it has been a very manic Monday afternoon, a lot going on. Quincy Jones passed away. Really sorry to hear it. Sorry to hear that. But he was 91 years old, so he just led just an incredibly great life and a long life and just had such an impact on the music industry. Two of his biggest things that are known to the pop culture world were his involvement in the album Thriller, Michael Jackson's iconic album, and also We Are the World, bringing all those musicians together. I'm Scoot on the air. It is Monday afternoon. The firing of head coach Dennis Allen was also big news after another embarrassing loss by the Saints. And really, the Saints were in a position where they had to make this decision. The fans put pressure on the Saints to make this decision. And I think that's the way it should be. The fans really are the boss. The fans are the ones who make the owner and everybody else rich. They're the ones that pay the salaries. And the fans had a say-so in this. They just weren't going to take it anymore. And we had a press conference, special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi, basically known as Rizzi, or the Riz. He had a press conference earlier. He is the new interim head coach, and I like a lot of what he said. And he said that everything is going to be evaluated and reevaluated. And he said, we've been doing things the same way for too long. And that sort of implies that the Saints fell into a comfortable routine that maybe led to apathetic performances on the field. He said, I can promise you two things, passion and fight. And I think those were two of the things that were missing under Dennis Allen. I hope the best for Dennis Allen. And as I mentioned in the blog that I wrote, which is on our website, WWL.com, and also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, where you can comment on it, I read a book years ago called The Peter Principle by Lawrence J. Peter. And this book theorizes that people rise to the level of incompetence, that you do a really great job at one level, so you get promoted. And this is particularly indicative with bureaucracies. So you earn merits, and you do a good job, and you get promoted. And then you do a good job there, and you get promoted. At some point, inevitably, most people reach a point of incompetence, where they do a good job at this level, and then they're promoted to the next level, and they don't do a good job. Dennis Allen, and I started talking about this last year, just didn't seem to have the respect of the players. He just doesn't seem like he was a head coach. But I hope that he goes on and becomes a great defensive coordinator. One of the comments on the SOTA Facebook page is, I wonder how long it's going to take for Sean Payton to hire him. And, you know, I mean, I wish him the best. I wish he would have been better as our head coach, but he may go on and become a great defensive coordinator for somebody. But I really like what I hear from Rizzi. So, you know, we'll see what happens. All right, we've got a lot to get to. There also has been a big conversation about Saturday Night Live having Kamala Harris on at the beginning of the show in a cameo appearance just days before the election. And the FCC is responding because one of the members of the FCC, Brendan Carr, who's a Republican who was appointed to the FCC by former President and candidate Donald Trump, he was criticizing, saying that this broke the law, that this was against FCC regulations, and it really wasn't. There is not this demand for equal time like there once was, but we'll get into that coming up. All right, one day left until the election. And both presidential candidates are making their final pitches to the voters, particularly in the battleground states.
Both presidential candidates closing out their campaigns in swing states. Democrat Kamala Harris made four stops in Michigan Sunday, using the opportunity to address the significant Arab American population, vowing to end the war in Gaza.
We need to end the war, and we need to get the hostages out. And as president of the United States, I will do everything in my power to achieve that end and a two-state solution.
Republican Donald Trump hit three swing states Sunday. In Pennsylvania, he disparaged the election and continued to deny the results of 2020, telling supporters he shouldn't have left the White House.
I shouldn't have left. I mean, honestly, because we did so well.
About 77 million Americans voted early, along with Vice President Harris, who says she mailed hers in. Former President Trump says he'll vote on Election Day in Florida. I'm Julie Walker.
I mean, wait a minute. That doesn't bother anybody? Should Trump have stayed in the White House? We did so well. Well, that's your subjective view. The American voters voted you out of office. You lost the election. Should Donald Trump have just stubbornly stayed in office? You know, that's kind of a fear that I have and a lot of Americans have, that when his term is over, he's not going to want to leave. I mean, he'll be dragged physically, kicking and screaming and whining and crying like a baby if they have to do that. I mean, he'll be dragged out of the White House if it gets to that point. But he thinks he should not have even left, even though he lost the election. Speaking at a campaign rally in Raleigh, North Carolina, former President Donald Trump, discussing a booster return after a space mission, said that he was careful explaining how it was grabbed, a reference to his Access Hollywood comments about grabbing women.
And those two big arms, you saw the arms, they grab that thing like you grab your beautiful baby. See, I'd fight much better. Years ago, I would have said something else, but I've learned. You have to learn.
Again, what did anybody tell their kids if they had questions about Donald Trump mocking oral sex with a microphone? You know, you're so concerned about it. What the kids see? Oh, what are we going to tell our kids? What did you tell your kids about that? At a rally in Michigan today, J.D. Vance says that the Trump-Vance ticket will put Americans first.
We have been left behind. We have been ignored. We have been neglected. We have had a generation of American leaders who have shipped American jobs overseas and brought in millions upon millions of illegal aliens. Well, in just tomorrow. Tomorrow, that is going to stop, because when we bring Donald J. Trump back to the White House, we're going to put our citizens first.
In Wisconsin, vice presidential nominee Tim Walz talked to voters about bringing down the price of food.
When fruit prices were cheaper, what were you getting for a bushel of corn? And they'd say, oh, about $4.10 a bushel. And I said, now that food prices are up, what are you getting for a bushel of corn? Oh, about $4.10. That's not where they're taking it. That's not where the money's going to their farmers. What we know is you're paying more for that. They're not getting any more for it. But the phenomenon we've seen is corporate profits are at an all-time high. And that's when we talk price gouging.
Vice President Kamala Harris made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live.
In the opening sketch of Saturday Night Live, Maya Rudolph as Kamala Harris talks to herself in a mirror with the real Harris talking back. Harris had a campaign stop in Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday and was heading to Detroit when aides said she would make an unscheduled stop in New York. Harris left immediately after the segment and told reporters it was fun. When asked if former President Donald Trump had been invited to appear on SNL, senior advisor Jason Miller said, "I don't know, probably not." Trump had hosted SNL in 2015. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Louisiana's new majority black congressional district is going before the U.S. Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court says it will take up a new redistricting case involving Louisiana's congressional map with two mostly black districts. But the court won't hear arguments until early next year, and the 2024 elections are proceeding under the challenged map. The state's Republican-dominated legislature drew a new congressional map in 2022 to account for population shifts reflected in the 2020 census. But the changes effectively maintained the status quo of five Republican-leaning majority white districts and one Democratic-leaning majority black district in a state that is about one-third black. I'm Norman Hall.
All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Mississippi. J.D., you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Yes, and I listen to your program when I'm working over this way. I'm in Hancock County today. And a few issues. On President Trump, he's a regular man just like me and you. And he makes mistakes. Vice President Harris does likewise. And I'm voting for President Trump because I buy diesel. I have to drive a lot on my job or what have you. I support his policies a lot, but I do not criticize anybody that's voting Democrat. That's their privilege, just like it is for me to vote Republican. And I do think President Trump does say some things out of the way, and Vice President Harris. That's just, you know, meant. But on the issues, I feel better voting for President Trump. And like the lady spoke beforehand about them giving her the bad sign and all like that, that's something called for. Not with any party, any policy. And like I said, this is, and I've heard you state many times, this is our opinion, this is our vote, and we vote in a free country. And that's what I'm, you know, exercising. But I'm going to ask you a question. With President Trump, what is your beef against him? Do you just, I know I listen to your program, I enjoy it, but you see a lot of issues with him. What's the biggest issue you have with President Trump? And I hope I'm not wrong for asking that question.
Now, first of all, J.D., I respect you, and I have said countless times through this whole process, people are voting for Donald Trump. I understand that. I'm not telling people not to vote for Donald Trump. I've never really told people not to vote for Trump. I'm simply talking about some of the things that happened because that's my job as a talk show host. What makes me nervous about Donald Trump, and I haven't voted yet, but I might vote for him because he's really good for my business. He's very good for my business because if he's president, I'll have information every day. I mean, we find information every day. I'm never at a lack for information, but I know that it'll be guaranteed if he wins. But my biggest problem is the idea that he has a fascist mentality. His mentality fits the definition of fascism. And January 6th and what happened before the riots, some of the things that he said scare me. And then a couple of months ago, he said, if you vote for me, you'll never have to vote again. And then what he said over the weekend, I should have just stayed in office. Let me ask you this question, J.D. Do you think Donald Trump should have stayed in office after he lost the election? Should he have just stayed?
Well, no, sir. I feel like that, you know, I don't agree with the last election on some parts. But if you're voted out, you know, that's the American way. You go ahead. I understand. I don't know what he meant by that. I don't know if he meant that he was still constituting the contesting the election or what have you. I don't understand. And I see some points that you're making. I really do, about the fascism parts. You know, the biggest reason why I'm voting for Trump, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. I have to get to a break, but go ahead and finish.
Yes, sir. Is the border, jobs going out of the country, and get a hand on this immigration. That's the biggest signs right there. Okay. But I appreciate you letting me speak today. But go ahead.
I would invite you to call us anytime. And I respect the fact that I've talked often about that a lot of people feel like Donald Trump is their only choice. They're not MAGA people. They don't agree with everything, but they feel like he's their best choice in this election. So I understand that. Jobs have been leaving the country for a long time, but the Biden administration opened themselves up for the border to be a huge campaign issue because they didn't do a better job with the border. In fact, I would say they didn't do any job with the border, and that just totally exposed them because that is a major problem. J.D., I respect your rights as an American, and I appreciate you calling our show. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oak and Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And remember, through our vote, remember, we have the power. If you have a comment you want to join us, the Oak and Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and when we come back, we'll talk about this controversy over Kamala Harris appearing on Saturday Night Live, and then we'll get to more of your calls on WWL. Well, I think we're going to get change. Whether Kamala Harris wins or Donald Trump wins, we're going to get change. And I think that's good news. And we'll be talking more about that after the election. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Really a lot going on. Marco Rubio, who at one point was a promising voice and face in the Republican Party, now at best Marco Rubio is an afterthought. Marco Rubio is screaming, violation of the law, violation of the law. He's talking about Kamala Harris's appearance on Saturday Night Live. And Brendan Carr, who is a senior Republican on the FCC's panel, he's a Republican, and he was appointed by former President Donald Trump. He's also screaming that this was a clear and blatant effort to evade the FCC's equal time rule. Excuse me. Well, you know, all of this has been blurred since Ronald Reagan brought to an end the Fairness Doctrine. And we'll do a show on this one day after the election settles. But since 1949, up until the Reagan administration, there was a Fairness Doctrine in place where broadcast media had to give equal time to opposing views. Ronald Reagan ended that during his administration in the 80s. So this whole equal time rule is really basically a moot point. The FCC has not determined anything, if they're going to do anything at all. And there's all this screaming about Kamala Harris appearing in the opening of Saturday Night Live. But it really wasn't that big of a deal in terms of the law and equal time is concerned, because, you know, Donald Trump has appeared on Saturday Night Live. So did Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and John McCain. They all appeared. So, you know, again, politicians appear and you know, they're screaming, well, this wasn't fair right before the election. Well, that doesn't matter. This, again, this fairness of equal time is not what it used to be. NBC did offer Donald Trump 90 seconds or time to do a commercial. This was at the end of Sunday's NASCAR coverage. And that's when he came on and called Harris a problem and said if she wins, she's going to cause a depression, but urged everybody to go out and vote. So they did give him equal time, but he doesn't have to be on the same level. And one day on the show, I promise we'll do this soon, we'll have a discussion on the fairness doctrine and how the Reagan administration ended it. And that led the way to conservative talk radio in America. Had Ronald Reagan not brought that to an end, you would have never have had Rush Limbaugh. You would have never have had conservative talk show hosts across the country. All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to George in Baton Rouge. George, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Regarding your question about what would I tell my children regarding the gesture that Donald Trump made, I actually told them the same thing that I told them when a few weeks ago Derek Carr grabbed his crotch real hard in public and pulled on it three or four times. I don't know if you're aware of that or if you saw it on public TV.
I don't remember that.
But I told him, don't pay attention to childish gestures. Pay attention to substance. And substance, just like Derek Carr was a very successful quarterback, you know, so was Trump, a very successful president. And, you know, it's not about, oh, you're better off 4 years ago than you are now. The real question is, was the country better off 4 years ago than it is now? And I think it was. So
let's get over the subjective gestures, and
let's just stick with its substance. And maybe, you know, maybe if you spent more time on substance than childish gestures, maybe it would be a better show.
Well, George, I think your argument would be a lot more credible if Derek Carr was making a childish gesture. If a football player is grabbing his crotch, obviously there's something physical going on there. I don't know if you've ever worn a jock in your life, but, you know, there's stuff that could be going on there that is physically requiring him to pull on his crotch. Donald Trump was mocking oral sex. Your kids may know what oral sex is. And they may have seen somebody who's running for president of the United States mocking oral sex. A sex act and doing something with your crotch out of necessity, in my opinion, are two different things. And again, whether the country's better off now than it was 4 years ago, in some ways, yes, it is better off. In some ways, maybe it's not better off. But you could say that after every election. And since that's a subjective view, I'm sorry that you think the country's not in good shape now. I'm very proud of this country, and I think we're still a pretty damn good nation, and I'm still damn proud to be an American, even though it's continually bashed by Donald Trump and the MAGAites. I'm still proud of America. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get right back with more of your comments. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, it was on this day on this day in 1978, Linda Ronstadt's album Living in the USA hit number one. The album had a number of cover songs on it. This was one of them, Just One Look. It peaked at number 44 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 79. It was originally done by Doris Troy. It peaked in 1963 at number 10. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. A one-hit wonder made it to number one on this day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, 1979. The artist was M, and the song was Pop Music with a Z. Pop Music hit number one on this day in 1979. And this is when we were calling the new music that was out there new wave music. and this led us into the 80s. I'm Scoot on the air. I want to make a comment about George from Baton Rouge. I agree with George telling his kids to focus on substance and not childish gestures. I did not see Derek Carr grabbing his crotch, and I thought it might have been a jockstrap thing or something internal like that. But apparently Derek Carr, in a touchdown celebration, and I didn't see this because, my God, there were not that many touchdown celebrations with Derek Carr. Apparently it was a childish gesture in a touchdown celebration where he was mocking Michael Jackson. So George was right. That was a childish gesture, just like Donald Trump. But again, you know, I'm speaking to the people who are so concerned about what they're going to tell their kids if their kids see a drag queen when Donald Trump is mocking oral sex with a microphone. You know, you're not concerned about what your kids see then? Let's go to Biloxi. Joe, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. I've been an avid listener for probably 48 years with WWL, and I think you treat people fair in what you present. But I got a question and two quick comments, and I'll hang up and hear your reply. The first question is, what did you say the name of those cookies were at International Marketplace?
All right, Parle-G. And, man, I crack them up and put them in my, you know, vanilla, non-fat yogurt. And, boy, there's just, I love it. It's I'm going to do a video on that this week. But, yeah, they're really good. Yeah. And, I mean, they're $1.59. They're good for the kid. They're not that sugary.
Is it an almond or a shortbread cookie?
No,
or?
it's like a cookie cracker. It's sweet. I call it a cookie. They call it a tea time cracker in some parts of the world. But it's a cookie. It's not that sweet, not that bad for you. And you know, it wouldn't be bad for the kids. It might be good if kids are teething. It's a Parle-G, and it's $1.59. You get this big pack of cookies.
Well, two quick comments and just my opinion. You know, you say you're not biased. I think you are, Scoot, but just let me say why. Because why bring up this with Trump and the microphone? What good is that going to do? That's just instigating to me. I don't see you defending Trump and him with what Biden said this weekend about Trump supporters. So I don't see the fairness. But that's my first comment. Second comment is, I'm a Republican. I'm 69 years old. I voted my first time for Trump because I didn't like the way the Democrats handled the Kavanaugh Supreme Court situation. I think a politician to me is somebody's brother-in-law that doesn't have a job. That's my definition of a politician. So yeah. when I saw Kevin Kavanaugh get treated the way he did, I voted for Trump for president for the second time. But make a long story short, I don't like Trump's antics. I don't like the name calling. I don't like the tweeting. I don't care for that BS. You know, put all that aside and talk about what you're going to do. And I'm going to vote for Trump because I don't see what Kamala Harris did the last 4 years. She's talking this big game about what she's going to do, but why didn't she do it in the 4 years she was in office? So and I'm going to support Kamala Harris if she wins because we don't need to divide this nation. If she wins, and she wins legitimately, and if there is ballot tampering, those people that are running those ballots and in charge of those ballots in those districts and those states, they need to be held accountable, and they need to go to jail. Scoot, I appreciate you, man. Yeah. Love you.
I agree with that, and I appreciate you, Joe. I do appreciate the call. If you're talking about Biden's comment about garbage, you know, we talked about that last week. That wasn't over the weekend, and I did discuss that last week, and Biden was wrong to do that, and we went into detail there. I am biased. I've never pretended to not be biased. I'm fair in that I let other opinions on. You know, there are conservative shows that they don't encourage... they don't always encourage opposing views. So I'm fair, but I am biased. I'm mainly biased against ignorance. I'm biased against stupidity. I'm biased against candidates who should be respectable doing stupid things like Donald Trump. And if you want to vote for Donald Trump, I understand that. I've said that countless times. Everybody should be clear about this. I understand why people are voting for Donald Trump, but that doesn't stop me from speaking the truth about what people do. Instead of asking me, why did I talk about it, you should be asking Donald Trump, why the hell did he do that? You say, I don't need to bring that up. My God, of all the things that Donald Trump could have done to mock oral sex with a microphone, with his hand in his mouth, to mock that in front of all those people and on television, the question is, why did he have to do that? So when you ask me, why did Kamala Harris, and this is not defense of Kamala Harris, this is the truth. Why didn't she do more? Because she's a vice president. What the hell did Mike Pence do? What the hell did Dan Quayle do? What the hell did any vice president do other than Dick Cheney, who I think was kind of co-president with George W. Bush? So, you know, I don't know what any of these people, you know, do as vice president, because it's really a ceremonial position. And I think there's been a grave mistake here, because I think it's been very smart Republican strategy to put everything on Kamala Harris and say, well, you had 4 years. What did you do? Why didn't you do this? Well, because she's vice president. And correct me if I'm wrong, but vice presidents don't really have much power. I mean, they don't have the power to do executive orders. They don't have the power to do a lot. It's mostly a ceremonial position. And by the way, last week I was talking about Donald Trump maybe saving his money and not spending a lot in ads. Well, he saved it up for the last weekend before the election, because I was watching football Saturday afternoon and yesterday, and man, I saw a ton of Donald Trump commercials. So he was obviously saving it for the weekend before the election. All right, tomorrow is Election Day, and we are going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow. We're going to come back to wrap up the show here on WWL. And the second guest show is coming up from the Silver Slipper Casino on the coast, on the beaches of Hancock County, with Bobby Hebert and Mike Dettillier. And they will be talking about the firing of Dennis Allen and the Saints' new head coach, Rizzi. He's the Saints' former special team coordinator, and now he is the head coach. And I like what I heard from the press conference, and I know they'll be talking about that. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, tomorrow is Election Day. We will do an Election Day show. We'll talk about voting. We'll talk about who's going to win and why. You know, we had a lot of respectful callers to the show today, people who say, hey, you know what, I'm voting for Donald Trump. I understand that. I get that a lot of you are voting for Donald Trump. I've never told anybody not to vote for Donald Trump. We just simply talk about some of the things that come up during the campaign. And, you know, if a president is like mocking oral sex with a microphone, that's a reflection of who he is. And when he says, hey, you know what, maybe I should have never left office, I can't help but talk about those things. I want to thank our program director, brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer of our show, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Ian Ozan, traffic with Joe Cardosi, and thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot on the Air. Join me on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.